Well, tonight, Noah's response. Okay? We looked at God's promise to Cain, you'll be accepted if you respond correctly. And Cain just had a hard time getting it right. Cain was stubborn. But I still, you know, I guess I want to give him the benefit of the doubt and say that he didn't plan to kill his brother when he invited him out to the field. That's, you know, maybe he did, maybe he didn't. And maybe his brother did say something to stir up his anger. Brothers know what'll press each other's buttons. My girls know what'll press each other's button. And whenever they press each other's button, it presses their mother's button. And when it presses their mother's button, my button gets activated. It's a button thing, you know? Y'all got buttons, don't you? Everybody but Sue. Sue has no buttons. Nothing stirs Sue. Nothing.
There aren't any witnesses.
The unflappable Sue Summer. From my mouth to God's lips, as Tevye says in Fiddler on the Roof. Hallelujah. But, so anyway, the next one that the Lord led me to was Noah. Now, we know the story of Noah, but we'll know a little bit more of the story of Noah before we get done tonight because of special insights that I insert. No. Not thus saith the Lord, but food for thought, okay? A little salt to flavor it, to make us think. The human population began to grow rapidly on the earth. This is chapter 6 of Genesis. The sons of God saw the beautiful women of the human race. I've never quite gathered that in. Sons of God having giants and stuff like that. I guess I should seek some greater wisdom on that, but that doesn't really concern me too much. I don't know why it doesn't concern me too much, but some things are just don't pique my interest all that much. Although I don't think it was necessarily God's perfect plan, and what came out of it was not necessarily God's perfect plan, although it does say that they were heroes, those offspring of man and God. And so I guess our offspring of man and God ought to be heroes too, heroes in the kingdom of God. But that's another thing that we aren't going to go into. But the Lord observed in verse 5 that this extent of the people's wickedness, and he saw that all their thoughts were consistently and totally evil. And the Lord was sorry that he ever made them. It broke his heart. As Vicki said, how to infuriate the Holy Spirit. Really, it breaks his heart when we put our attentions elsewhere, when we make something else our God, when, you know. I mean, if we worry about something, that thing becomes our God. It becomes our focus. And so anyway, the Lord said, I'm going to completely wipe out the human race that I have created. Yes, and I will destroy all the animals and birds too. I'm sorry I ever made them. Then it says, but Noah found favor with the Lord. And then it goes on to tell us that the history of Noah and his family, that Noah was a righteous man. He was the only blameless man living on the earth at the time. He consistently followed God's will, and he enjoyed a close relationship with him. And Noah had 3 sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And the earth became corrupt, and God observed all the corruption. And he said, the violence and the depravity everywhere, he saw it. And God said, Noah, I've decided to destroy all the living creatures of the earth. The earth is filled with violence because of them. Yes, I will wipe them all off the face of the earth. Make a boat. Make a boat, Noah. He gives Noah his plan for the destruction. He gives Noah the plan for the escape. And it says in verse 22, Noah did everything exactly as God had commanded him. Lord, may it be so with us, that we would always do everything that you command us to do, that you even suggest that we do, that we would be quick to act. May we overcome our own hesitancies and just trust you. Lord, pour your word through me tonight into the ears of those that have ears to hear, and transform our lives by the renewing of our minds. In Jesus' name we pray.